So good morning. It's 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 3rd, 2018. Yeah, this may have been a mistake. Well, the official temperature says 62. It's a hell of a lot warmer than 62. The temperature in my backyard said 66. I'm at 68. I didn't look very closely. The sun is well up. It's going to be another 90 degree day. Lawn care teams are out in force this morning. I've been to DIA and back. I'm supposed to be talking. Jeez. I was just walking along, fat, dumb, and happy, thinking about the story, wondering where I'm going to take it next, how's it going to work in the end. Sorry. Man, I was so far down in the weeds, I didn't even know where I was for a minute. Holy cow. That's a good sign. Those of you who've been with me for more than one book, probably recognize this. I've been yesterday was the third day in a row, 6,000 words. I just went over 87,000 last night, and it looks like it's gonna come in right around 100,000 words. So yeah, I'm really stoked. I'm really excited, and I'm tracing potential plot lines in my head. And my mouth was not moving, so I apologize for that. I'll try to stay a little more in the moment for the rest of the walk. See if I can talk through the dead space at minute 14. Jeez. Oh my gosh. Maybe I'll clip it out if it's really long. I have a feeling it's really long. Just because I'm almost at the eastern turn down here, heading along, where it's going to be really hot. So yeah, it's really long, I'll just clip it out. There's no reason for you to listen to me walking for 4 or 5 minutes. It is hot. I'm walking in the shade, I'm working up a sweat, I can't believe. I'm looking forward to the Eastern walk, we'll be all in the sun.
Morning.
Good morning. Mr. Basketball t-shirt. I practically ran into the dog with the poodle with the man behind him. Coming around the corner starting the recorder and I wasn't looking up. Distracted walker. Yeah, sun's gonna be a bit warm today. I got a bunch of phone calls to make. Oh shit, I have to go to Bank of America too. I need to go home and set some alarms. This would be too bad. I'm making an eastern turn now. I can see some pockets of shade. It's not going to be completely broiled, but medium rare maybe by the time I get back. So yeah, the story is coming together. The story's coming together really nicely. I'm not sure. I was walking through the various plot points that have to happen before the book can end. There's a couple of things that need to be taken care of so that I can stop writing smuggler's tales and get back to Ishmael. I'll count upon it. Get ready. Say it with me. Mark post. Okay. And I'm thinking of all of the different ways I can achieve those plot points. Lady with a little Scotty dog across the street, walking along in the shade. Good morning, ma'am. Slaughter roofing. You can't have slaughter without laughter. That's such a sick idea. Taken out of context, that's quite a startling statement. You can't have slaughter without laughter. Sounds like something Dexter might say. Here. Oh, because he was just a guy for headache. Might have been tying his shoes or something. I watched him when he was walking along, and I looked down to make sure my feet were actually still touching the ground and stuff. I looked up again. I was like, knelt right down to the ground. I was like, what happened here? Heart attack, or he keel over? Did he trip? Is he picking up dog poop? Usually the dogs don't poop in the middle of the sidewalk, which upset me. Confused. Anyway. Okay, I got a nice bunch of shade here. It's still really hot. I'm going to be glad to get home, get a cup of coffee, get this posted, maybe make a couple of my phone calls. Gotta remember to set an alarm for Bank of America. Bud Sparhawk and I have to be at our respective branches at the same time to sign the paperwork. One more little bit of shade, and then the last 100 yards will be mostly in the sun. I can't stop thinking about the story. How's this gonna wrap up? I know it has to happen. I know the what. I know the why. The how is... I was being a little elusive. I have several paths I can take. Fields looking nice today at the park. Still a few purple thistles out of there. Looks like we're getting a new blossom on the spiny poppy. Guy. Yeah, it looks like it was his shoe that he knelt down to fix. Because it's untied again. park. Crossing the street. Last street. I have one more chore before I can go inside, I think. The air conditioning compressor has picked up a coating of cottonwood seeds. I have to wash it off. I may wait till my wife gets up. Ah, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.